boys out there. Let them run around on the hill, and hopefully they'll fall asleep at a decent hour this tonight.
Some speculation we might go out and see the Blue Boys. I don't know if we'll...
What's that nine again? 38 and a half?
Something.
Not enough. Sorry, mate. Sorry.
That's whatever happens. Enjoy your Sunday, everybody.
And enjoy your sport.
Kevin Tari dashes away in the Randwick Guineas.
Speed.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Clark.
Here comes the favourite astern, and the colt is letting rip with a big run.
Brilliant. You'll find them all on the Darley roster, from local heroes to world-renowned champions, proven stallions to the next big thing. See our new roster and fees at darley.com.au. Success in the ring and on the track starts with a Darley stallion, and the rest will follow.
It doesn't matter what time of the year it is, the group racing on Sky Sports Radio just keeps on coming. Every day we have New South Wales pre-race updates, interviews, analysis and the late mail. Enhance your winning chance with Sky Sports Radio.
Laurie Daly and Terry Kennedy are the Big Sports Breakfast.
Early in the morning.
With everything that's happening in NRL, football and international sports, plus plenty of opinions. The Big Sports Breakfast, back Monday morning from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning to you, Simon Harrison with you at 1 minute past 10. We have two previews between 10 and 10.30 this morning. Gunnedah with Gary Harley and a Wagga Wagga with John Scores. First of all, we'll take a look at Gunnedah, where the track is a soft six and the rail is in the true position. And Gary Harley is with me now. Gaz, good morning.
Thank you, Simon. Yeah, we're on the road off to the northwest. What a big program it is. I know there's 42 scratches. They originally had 134 acceptance for this Hope Fuel Gunnedah Cup race meeting. And even with those scratchings, we've still got about 96 runners, and it is a high-quality country meeting. A showcase, of course, excellent prize money, and the cup, even with the scratchings, is a very, very strong race. Let's see if we can find a winner as we move into race number one, and that is the two-year-old. There's three or four very good trialers here. I put them 14, 11, 10, and 2. Number 14, Wonderbar, is a one Gina filly trained by Chris Lees. She won a trial on the Beaumont track on the 17th. And she went to Gosford on a good track, and she led all the way. She's a little bit green, but she was too good in the run home. But obviously, Brada, she never left the try out the line. She had plenty in reserve. And today, 54.5 on a back, give those riders from a good barrier. She'll be very hard to run down here. Number 11, Bombers for Alan Denham. Thought it draw really good. It's draw is at Newcastle. It runs second to Seamus Award, Billy. It led, was run down late, but Jake Hull rode it, put no pressure on it at all. Number 10, Tango Steps. This has two runs, Rod Dorland's got it. It's run two-thirds lately. Actually, it's had three runs for two-thirds lately at Musselbrook and at Scone. At the Carnival the other day, its stablemate beat it in the English Challenge. Got beat about 2.8. It led to the 100. It's got very good speed. And number two, Depth at Varies, is at a pretty good preparation. Last prep, he won the Romantic Green at Tamworth, and then first up at Musselbrook, was just beaten on the 24th of March by Deviate, went to Randwick, failed there in the kindergarten, and then at Dubbo, only got beat a length the other day. As I said, it's a very, very good two-year-old race. 14, 11, 10 and 2. Race number 2, I like it, 5, 9, 10 and 6. This is a really good thing, but it's about $1.35, I think. Miss Earth at the bag this morning. Chris Lees has got the China Horse Club filly by Stratum. She's run fourth of Wyom to Whiteley back on the 22nd of May. Third on the Kenzo to Dealmaker. Only got beat about 2.7 there. Run third in a recent trial on the Beaumont track on a heavy track. And she ran run really well in the trial, not pushed out at all, and she does look a class above these. After that Novant trial, she did go to Gosford and went okay in the trial. Not a lot of depth in the race, and she should be too good. Number five is her. Another good ride for Andrew Gibbons. She's got a very good booker game today. Number nine, Nico Smile, for Luke Morgan. It ran on Anzac Day at Armidale. We didn't see that race. Got that about three quarters of a length up there. Prior to that, all his forms in Victoria. Has it been with Luke Wall? Boyna Kearney. So it'll obviously have speed. It's second pick. Number 10, the Cat Factor, can run a place. And likewise, number six, Ring Mark. Five, a good thing, but a short price to beat 9, 10, and 6. Race number three, Hero 8, 9, 12, 8, and 6. Number 9, Ultimate Power, to beat the favourite here. Chris Lees has got Ultimate Power, and Andrew Gibbons rides. Last start was at Newcastle on the 7th of May. There'll be 3.5 lengths by Constellations, who ran a great race yesterday in town. Run third there. Was midfield, three wide, no cover, and didn't run on after a tough run. Prior to that, the fourth at Gosford, beaten a couple of lengths, was good. Placed at Taree first up. I think it can run a big race here. Ultimate Power, from the soft draw, should get a lovely run. Number 12, second pick, Koi Ushu, with Mello Gorman now. This is a horse that's owned by Damien Flower, and it ran third at Goulburn last start. Only on the 13th of April, beaten half a length. Sat behind the leaders, ran on strong. Since been transferred to Bell, I think it'll run well. The favourite, the Exchequer, number 8. It's trained at Dubbo by Merv Rumble. It ran second out there the other day on the 5th of May. Only just beat, was back second last. Got a split at the 200 and hit the line really good. I think it beat a head or a half head. It'll run okay. If number 6, Bond Family for Peter Bloomfield. 9, 12, 8, 6. Race number 4. Hero item 4, 1, 3, and 9. Believe it or not, another one for Chris Lees and Andrew Gibbons. I thought this was the best bet of the day. Tessa Marino. She's a Sebring filly, racing really well. One will have thought Macquarie, coming from way back at the field, three runs back. Went to Scone, run the second there to the very smart Duchess of Lennox. They ran second in a good race at Durban yesterday. Duchess of Lennox beat a 1.8. Last start at Taree, she missed the kick. Back third last, made good ground the last 200. Got beat about a length and a quarter. Not a good draw, I think she's better than these. I made her the best bet. Stablemate Sonia Burns will run well. Run fourth to yesterday's Newcastle winner in good health. Beat 2 weeks at Musselbrook on April 22. Chased home okay. Three Princess Pat. Hasn't been going well, but loves a soft track. Could improve. And number 9, Supreme Goddess. 4-1-3 and 9. Race 5. By number 0, 7. 2. 1 and 6. Sport number 7 had a very good chance. General Soho. Played by Paul Perry. Sam Clinton to ride, absolutely folded in the other day at Dubbo on a soft six. Sam was out there to ride this Kelly, it gave nothing a chance, absolutely folded in, and crawled well before that. Had a nice trail at Dubbo on the speed, in the front of the 200, soft win. Mel Diablo, last time I saw it was a slow start. At Crindivy for a spell. It blitzed the field up there on February 15. It's the big danger. Ran last at a trial at Mudgee. Take no notice of that. Chon Cabello rode it and never, ever give it any rain at all. Number 1, Albert Purple, won well last start. That was at Musselbrook. And number 6, Osama. 7, 2, 1, and 6. Race 6, I like it. 5, 3, 2, and 7. This has been very heavily backed. Number 5 joining the Tracy Bartley. So he had the two runs. One at Port Macquarie and bowled it in back in January. Tracy gave it a spell, brought it back at Newcastle the other day. well in the market. And John O'Shea's horse, Love One, won the race. This horse got me 2 lengths. She got back the last, since Billy, and she really chased home good down the long straight. To be better for that run, the Barrier One, Rachel Murray, she should get a lovely run back on the rail. Hard to beat. 3 sunny afternoons, got a good chance for Paul Perry. Went well first up at Musselbrook. The horse that runs second, he's a hot shot. Won well at Goulburn on Friday. This horse only got beat ahead that day when it run third. Only just missed. Number 2, Sheeran. It was impressive winning at Musselbrook. Greg Ryan and Alan Denham had won easy there. Last start at number 7, Order Bridge. Second run up the other day at Tamworth. Hit the line, good. 5, 3, 2, and 7. Race number 7, 7, 4, 3, and 8. Number 7 is Editors, trained by Ross Stepp. Bit of value here at the Cup. I hope Spiel Gunnar Cup. Beauty Best is the favourite, but I think Editors will run well. Scone the other day at the Carnival. He's got a quick back up this horse. Last Friday at the Cup, Country Cup. He got me 2.7. Held up early straight, had to steady with the 300 batty lookup, and he was never actually forced clear. By gee, was impressive winning at Gosford before that. Then comes over to ride in today for Ross Stepp. I think he can win. Beauty Best is going well. The fellow Gordon ran fourth in the Country Cup. The race that Editors was in. Got me 2 lengths. Has been very well back today. Run second in the Tamworth Cup. Second in the guy recovered hard enough. The horse is going very, very well. Number 3, San Francisco for his third. And number 8, Banger Delayan. Up and out of home. Last race of the day, 9, 10, 4, and 8. Mr. Pumblechook has been freshened up. He'll run a big race here. He'll love the 1,000 metres. He's got good speed. He ran last in the Country Championship qualifier at Tamworth back on March 10, but he can't run 1,400, or he didn't that day. He ran second at Tamworth, 1,200 prior to that, to Mighty Line, and a really good form last trip. Got good speed and a good stable at Cody Morgan. I think he'll win. Patriot, just knocked up last start at Taree. He'll be better suited over the trip today. Number 4, Powerline Prologue Day. And number 8, Terry on Ringo, is a first upper. 9, 10, 4, and 8. Tessa Marino is my best bet. Very, very strong program. Showcase meeting. Good prize money. Hope you punters out there back a winner. Thanks, Simon. I'll be doing the late mile after every race.
Good on you, Gary. We'll hear from you then. We'll take a quick break at 13 past 10 and then preview Wagga Wagga Racing with John Skuas.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and Parramatta. And coming soon to Liverpool.
Sky Sports Radio is at your fingertips on social media. Get the racing tips, tab markets, sports updates and podcasts every day. And stay right up to date on Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Business tax deductions. Items costing less than $30,000. Applies to eligible businesses with annual turnover of less than $50 million. Yes, $50 million. This is a good deal and it helps business. June 30, coming up, huge benefits, great incentive. Harvey Norman, sales up. Thank you, business. Thank you, government.
Tax law is complex and may have different applications to different taxpayers. Before you purchase, seek professional advice to determine whether your business is eligible.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
So we're off to the Murrumbidgee Turf Club this afternoon for a meeting at Wagga Wagga. The track ratings are good 4 and the rail is out 3 metres. John Skuas is with me now. John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone. Wagga again today. Haven't been there since the successful carnival 2 weeks ago or so, Simon. Oh, look, 7 race cards today. Some really good contests there, mate. So hopefully we can find some winners.
Let's take a look at the first. It's a fillies and mare's maiden for Bulldog Carpentry and Construction. It's over 1,200 metres. And the scratching here is number 12, Rippling Waters. Down the page, John, the favourite is one Star Skin at $1.95. Two X-Rock is 10 to 11. Three Kinong is $10. Four Marley May, 23. Five Designer Portrait, 12 into 11. Six Rewards Card, 31. Seven Rubidaeus Mozart, $81. Eight On a Roll is 11. Nine Packner, 750 to 8. 10 Ivy's Bell, 19. 11 Kiwi Cod, 11. And 13 Sunsilk Girl has been 19 into $15. The odds on favourite at 195 here is Star Skin.
Yeah, I've got to go with the two, Simon. She gets a little bit warm in the yard, but the first run for Maddie Dale here at the carnival was a beauty. It showed good speed. I think up to the 1,200 metres, she's well drawn again today, and she's knocking right on the door. Place three or five, and probably this is not as strong as the last maiden she was in, so it all leads to her. Three Kanong, I like the way this ran on in that same race last time. It got back a long way. It trialled okay. Look, it's drawn out deep. I don't really know whether that'll affect it too much. It'll probably balance up, but the way it hit the line last time, it's certainly going to run well here. Two X Rocker, I'll give it another chance for the Twin Star Girls. Look, was good at first two runs, and then look, might not have got the 1,400 metres last time, but that comes back in trip. And if you forgive last start, you've got to give it a chance. I threw Marley May in, only had the one run a mare by Moshe. Might be a good exotics chance, but it looks hard to beat Star Skin. 1-3-2-4.
Okay, 1-3-2-4 there. Race 2, the 4X Gold, Colts, Gildings and Entires Maiden over 1,200. Take out 9, Kitso Supreme, 14, With Horn and 17, Jukebox George. And down the page here, one Dala Max is 17, two the Dream Giver 370, three Allied Forces 8 to 850, four Bowline 51 to 61, five Catatonic 10 to 850, six Prestissimo 26 to 23, seven This Skill Cat 370 to 380, eight Manita 750, ten All Kitted Out 51, 11 Our Jesse James 26, 12 Pushcar 9 to 950. 13, Timbar, 100 to 1. 15, Dashing Badger, 19. 16, Levia at $19. 370 for the favourite, John, the Dream Giver.
Yeah, I'm with him too, Simon. 2, 7, 8, 11 for me, the Dream Giver. I watched this trial way back in September. Matty Dale, he put it straight out. That's resuming. It's got a good gait and a couple of jump outs to fit it up. It'll take some beating the way it trialled. Look, out of the race division, this Skilled Cat, he doesn't really help himself too much, this fellow, but they mean business today. He gets the blinkers on for the first time. His first two runs were beauties, and his most recent run when he resumed was a ripper at Benalla too when he covered ground. So if he does a little bit right, he's certainly going to take some beating. Look, Benitas was good out of that strong maiden at Canberra first up. He showed good speed there. Persepolis won it. Piece of My Heart. She come out. She ran second. She bolted in on Friday at Goulburn. So it's going to run well off the inside gate. And 11, I thought was probably best of the rest here in Our Jesse James. A cheeky chance with those blinkers off. Could run on into the exotics. Good maiden as they always are. 2, 7, 8, 11, Simon.
So 2, 7, 8, and 11 there in race number two. The third event, the benchmark 66, is over 2,000 metres. And the heat for the Wagga Stayers. 11 to line up here, John. There are no scratchings. And the market looks this way. One Dala Max. Go again. One Baby Jack is 420 to 440. Two Willie White Sox, 8 to 7. Three Balmaceda, 230, the favourite. Four Suratavio, 71. Five Charcoal, 23. Six Gentleman Max, 14. Seven Blue Seal, 18 to 19. Eight Ariel Miss, 850. Nine is Adora Twinkle, 11. 10 Stitched Up, 13. And 11 Why Me Lord, at $34. Not a great deal of activity. John, Balmaceda's the favourite here at 230.
Yeah, I thought he was the best bet of the day too, Simon. Three of Special, 1, 8, and 9, and bringing him all the way down from Gosford, Tony Newling. And, geez, he's got some strong form around him. These three runs, this preparation, have been rippers. Super Cyclone at that Wellington, that big showcase day. Ran into In Good Health at Muswellbrook. It won again yesterday at Newcastle. First try up in a trip. He did a bit of work in the run, and it was a pretty handy race. I thought his effort was really good there. And he gets to the 2,000 for the first time. I just think his form is a lot better than these horses, so I'll go his way. Baby Jack, obviously a big chance here. He won well at the carnival. Gee, he got some a nice run in the race. He'll want to get it again with 61 on his back, but he is in good form. Eight outside those, Ariel Miss. Good last couple of runs, this girl. She's an eight-year-old, but racing well. Good at Aubrey, two back. Had the 3 weeks. The Chuka run was okay there. And Isadora Twinkle, not too far off a win either for the Twin Star girls. I think he's just too good for these Balmaceda, Simon. Three are special, 1, 8, and 9.
So three a good thing there from 1, 8, and 9 in the third race. Over to race 4, a class 1 maiden over 2,000. The scratching is number 13, Leola. And in the first leg of the quaddy here, John 1, King of Stings, $23. 2, 10, Tigers, $23. 3, Jungle Book, $5.50. 4, Trippiani, $2.30 to $2.40. 5, Ala Capella, $18. 6, Star of Serena, $21. 7, Zatsawan, $14. 8, Anna Chiba Prince, 100 to 1. 9, Bridge Groom, or Bridegroom, rather, at 100 to 1. 10, Old Trafford, $23. 11, Opera Tickets at $6. Then we've got 12 Regal Rage, 31, 14 Sister Hazel at 61, and 15 Wicker at 550. So not much activity here either. John Tribbiani is at $2.40.
Yeah, I'm going down the bottom here, Simon. 15.437 for me. It's just about her day, Wicker. She's been pretty handy the last couple. Didn't have a whole lot go for last time at Canberra, and I thought she was pretty good. The runs prior at Wagga in the mile, he had to switch the distances around with this a fair bit, Dave Blundell, but he's finally got two 2,000 metre races back to back, and I think that's the key for her. A good gate, happy enough to go with her at the $5.50. Tribbiani's well found again in the market here. He was very good at Parks last time, and the Canberra run was pretty solid as well. Look, he seems to be on the right on the right track, Simon. But he's short enough, his first go at 2,000. Jungle Book was very good last time. Didn't have anything go his way in that Parliament race. He's got a mile back. His win prior to that was pretty good. Gets the 4 kilos off, and I'm certain that the trip will suit him. And 7, I thought, was probably best of the rest here, Simon. That's the one. Made it 15, 4, 3, and 7 in the fourth, mate.
So that's in race number 4 there. Now over to race number 5, John. The Hillis Motor Group Class 3 Handicap over 1,200. Scratchings are 5, Miss Belisa, and 6, Chips are down. And in the second leg of the quaddy, 1, Mahalo's $4.80, 2, Quantum Time, $2.60, 3, Rock and Roller, $4.60, 4, Thistle Do It, $19, 7, Bravado Lass, $21, 8, Ruby Redheart, $6, 9, Choreograph, $11, 10, Zar Dada, $18, 11, Golden Esprit, $19, and 12, Smart Al at 71. So Quantum Time, the favourite, John, at 260.
Yeah, he'll take a lot of beating too, Simon. There's still a bit of meat left on the bone at 260 for mine. I think he'd probably start a bit shorter. His form's first class, 2.317. Since he put the blinkers on him, Grassy bolted in at Canberra in a 1,300. That was a 65. And look, he just didn't quite get the mile, but he was very good behind Le Cavalier. They're all open company horses, Simon. He's beautifully placed in a class 3 here, and he's won from 1 at the track. So gate 3, he's going to take plenty of beating here. Rock and Roller was really good last preparation. He's a good fresh horse, and he likes this track and trip. He's probably going to get back from the gate. He'll probably give Quantum Time a bit of start, so that's a bit of a concern. Mahalo, man, not too bad down at the Sapphire Coast. It's only had the 2 runs in Australia. Gets 4 kilos off. It'll run on well here. And 7, Bravado Lass, I thought was probably an exotics chance, but very hard to beat Quantum Time here, Simon. 2 on top, 3, 1, and 7.
So 2 on top there from 3, 1, 7, race 5. A rank 6 is a Colts Geldings and Entires benchmark 58 and 1,400. The trip scratchings are numbers 5, 6, 8, 11, and 17. Now the market here, John. Number 1 is Mr. Tyndall. And it's at $10 in from 15. 2, Palamedes, 6 to 650. 3, Cap Over, 8 into 550. 4, Riverbend Chief is 13 to 950. 7, Ortmed, 26 to 23. 9, Hang 'em with Willie, 650 to 850. 10, Imitation Game, 18 to 15. 12, Manhattan Zip, 330 to 370. 13, Iron Stride, 41. 14, Cappuccino, 23 to 21. 15, Monkery, 550 to 6. 16, 30 Knots, 34 to 41. And 18, Mr. Fox, $41. So Manhattan Zip, the favourite, John, 330 to 370.
Yeah, mate, at 4, 2, 3, and 12, Simon. I've got to go Riverbend Chief here now that he's struck you. I think he's good value at $9.50. His horse has always showed a bit of talent. He likes it here at Wagga, and he got the money last time. I know it was on the heavy, but he's won two races on top of the ground. I can't believe what price he is. Look, he's going to run well here in a very, very open race. These benchmark 58, Simon, always not much between them. Two's got to be in there, Palamedes. He's got a bit of weight today, but he's third. Look, his last run first up was really good in that Quantum Time race. So he's beautifully placed here. Gates a little bit of a worry for me with him. Look, three Capova. I thought this would win last time. It was only went average. He was deep. He worked. His run first up at Wang was really good. And again, a horse that's been good at the Wagga track a couple of times. So despite the gate, I threw him in there. And Manhattan Zip, well, he was really good last time, wasn't he, at the carnival behind Bricks. And I think that's the right type of form. The trip certainly suits him as well. So, look, I'm going to go 4, 2, 3 and 12, Simon. Never easy, these benchmark 58 races.
4, 2, 3, 12 there. And race 7, the last, John, is for the Riverina Sign Makers. The fillies and mares benchmark 58 over 1,400 with the scratching of number 5, Sepulchre. Now, let's take a look at the fixed odds here on the closer. One is Dottle Do. It's 5.50 into 4.60. Two Gold Touch, 2.15 to 2.20. Three Pastiche, 26 into 17. Four Belle of Cadiz, 7 to 7.50. Six Yorkie Way, 12 into 8.50. Seven Hour Turn, 14 to 15. Eight Bossy Rose, 51 to 71. Nine Graceful Give, 21 to 23. 10 Look Behind, 8 to 8.50. 11 Celtic Trail, 14 to 17. 12 County Limerick, 26 to 31. And 13 Admission, 71 to $81. Gold Touch here, John, the favourite at 220.
Yeah, I've got it on top by distance too, Simon. 2, 1, 6, and 4 for me. Gold Touch, well, she's been terrific, this preparation. The three runs, she's come back a different mare. Won 1,000 metres, ran a great race in the highway. It was eased, had to be eased up the last little bit. And it's run here behind Bricks and Manhattan was a beauty. Gets the 4 kilos off and comes back to a fillies and mares grade. So, gee, she's got a few ticks. She's won up at a mile last prep. So the 1,400 should suit her beautifully the second try at it. She's on top by a distance here. The top weight, Dottle Do's, got a fair bit of weight in this grade, but she's a pretty handy mare, isn't she? Look, good effort last time at Wagga. That was off 9 weeks. So I guess we'll call it first up. Look, it'll run well class-wise. 6 Yorkie Way is about as far as she might get, 1,400 metres, but she's been in good form and on her home track. I think the drawn away from the fence will probably suit her. She'd probably race handy today. 4 Bella Cadiz could certainly improve. It's been a little bit in and out, but if she brings her A game, she's not without a chance in a race like this. Gold Touch got a bit on them, though, Simon. 2, 1, 6, 4.
That's in the last race there. What did you make the best today, John?
Look, I thought in race 3, Belma Cedar looked beautifully placed up for the 2,000 today, Simon. So we'll make him our best bet of the day. But if you're looking for some multi, probably Quantum Time race 5.
Good on you, John. You'll be in the yard with China through the day.
We'll be there with all the winners and the values, Simon.
Enjoy the afternoon, John. We'll catch you for race 1 in a couple of hours.
Thanks, Simon.
It's approaching 29 after 10. In just a moment, Fred Hastings will be on with this morning's edition of Chasing Rewind. In fact, Pacing Rewind, and then Mick Cowley with Chasing Rewind.
Your next bet is as easy as 1-2-3, or 2-1-3, or 1-3-2, or 2-3-1. Or the tab's made 1-2-3 even easier with the new Trio. When you have a Trio, it doesn't matter what order your horse has finished. Simply pick the first three in any order to win. Plus, you can now see your approximate payout at the time you place your Trio bet online or via the Tab app. Try a Trio today and make 1-2-3 easier. Tab, who are you backing?
Available to STAB and New South Wales Tab customers only. Gamble responsibly.
Sydney's longest ever radio program is back Monday morning for the best weekend racing analysis. Duffersey, Leicester, Glenn Munsey, and from Queensland, Josh Fleming. Plus, your calls. Punters Postmortem, Monday morning from 9, Sky Sports Radio.
Join Shelley Hancock to race the rising three-year-old filly by Husson to be trained by Scott Singleton at Hawkesbury. Husson, 64% winners to runners, 15 stakes winners, including Lucky Hustler, Fromican Russin. The Dam, Blue Garter by Snip and Son, won three. This is the second foal. Your 5% share, only $1,500, 180 a month covers cost, 2.5% shares available. Bob's qualified, free replacement offer. For a PDS, call Shelley on 03 5274 9171 or see the website.